Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, distinguished ambassadors, distinguished guests, the Republic of Congo fully endorses a statement by the African group which my country delivered as coordinator for humanitarian questions for African states. Madam, the Republic of Congo, because of its geographical situation and its stable political nature, has hosted over 61,000 refugees and asylum seekers coming primarily from neighboring countries. Because of socio-political problems in 2013 in our neighboring Central African Republic, its nationals make up approximately half of the refugees who get protection from Congolese authorities. Thanks to the good cooperation between the government of my country and the representative of the HCR in Congo, all of the people displaced outside their frontiers of their country of origin are granted protection and assistance in keeping with international legal instruments, despite a number of challenges. In this difficult situation, the Congolese government regularized the situation of 14,060 nationals from the Democratic Republic of Congo. And all of these persons who were seeking international protection were recognized as prima facie refugees, Madam Chair. In order to allow refugees who reside in our territory to travel beyond our frontiers, our government has set up a legal framework to issue biometric travel documents. This is a new stage in respecting the commitments undertaken by Congo, which will make it possible to reinforce the mechanism to protect refugees living in Congo on the one hand, and also to promote the cultural and economic development because they can move to other areas as well. Since the 19th of July 2023, Congo has launched, with HCR support, a physical verification and ongoing registration operation of refugees and asylum seekers to allow the government to have reliable statistics on this category of persons and to know their real needs in order to better adapt our national policy to protect them. In its work to eradicate statelessness, we have deposed instruments of ratification to the conventions of 1954 and 1961 on the reduction of statelessness on the 7th of August 2023 to the Secretary General of the United Nations in New York. To implement these international instruments, the government of my country has already set up a national committee to eliminate statelessness. The Republic of Congo remains and will remain a host country for people fleeing all forms of persecution in their countries of origin, even if my country has still encounters difficulties in meeting the financial challenges that these commitments imply in order to properly coordinate the humanitarian response. In 2016, because of some social upheaval, the Congolese government saw an important movement of populations within its territory. The same consequences were noted during the flooding that occurred in Brazzaville, Pointe Noire, and the northern part of the Congo. Over the last few years, these phenomena have led to displacement of approximately 348,430 persons. The promulgation of the law protecting and assisting IDPs clearly shows the commitment of the government of my country to ensure better work for people who are victims of natural disasters and human-made disasters. As in the case of all people in vulnerable situations, a number of challenges remain in order to meet the basic needs of this category of the population. I should like to take this opportunity to repeat our appeal to the HCR and to its technical and financial partners to strengthen their multifaceted support to Congo in helping refugees, displaced persons, and stateless persons. My government, however, deplores the fact that refugees and asylum seekers in the Congo no longer receive any substantial assistance since December 2022. This is because of the high commissioner has stopped its assistance in the field of health and social services in my country. I cannot complete my statement without congratulating the HCR, the High Commissioner, Filippo Grandi, for the innovations that have been achieved in the field of human resources for the well-being of its staff. It's also an opportunity for Congo to pay tribute to this staff for the difficult and noble work they do, frequently in difficult conditions in the field. We wish to express here our sincere gratitude. Thank you.
Je vous remercie.
Thank you, Madam Minister.